Capital Newsbeat.
UK donates anti-terrorism evidence analysis equipment. Ruto commits to deliver Big Four agenda if elected president. And Nigeria begins 24-hour supply to end fuel shortage. Good afternoon. I'm Yunia Amunga.
Capital Newsbeat.
Kenya's fight against terrorism has received a boost after the United Kingdom handed over essential forensic medical equipment worth 4.5 million shillings to support counter-terrorism efforts. The donation, including a portable mortuary fridge, mortuary tables, chairs, body bags and evidence bags, was handed over to the Ministry of Health today by the British High Commissioner Jane Marriott. Speaking at the event, which was held at the Kenyatta National Hospital, Marriott said the equipment will increase the capacity of the pathology and forensic unit, improving disaster response and forensic investigations.
The UK stands with Kenya in this fight against terrorism, and I honour the women and men of the Kenya security forces who have given their lives to protect their fellow citizens. We are deeply committed to the security partnership with Kenya, our closest counter-terrorism partner here in East Africa, and we invest approximately 1 billion shillings a year in counter-terrorism efforts in partnership with the government of Kenya and our colleagues in the NGO world.
The British High Commissioner stated that the medical equipment will preserve and analyse crucial evidence needed to identify and convict terrorist offenders, bringing them to justice. Health Cabinet Administrative Secretary Rashid Aman said that the Health Ministry is committed to improving the forensic medical services, especially in the management of terror victims while observing their dignity. The Democratic Party National Delegates Conference, slated for this Sunday, will give the way forward on whether a judge should form coalition with other political outfits ahead of the August 9th general elections. Secretary General Jacob Haji says that the announcement is a surprise and is likely to force another wave of political realignments.
We have prepared enough, well prepared for the events of that day on Sunday. And our people, they are ready for that event that day. And the major things which is going to happen that day, it is the day we are going to make history of this country, how the politics of this country going to be in the next 2 years.
He also stated that during the NDC, the party will announce the official campaign team for the presidential candidate. Haji urged Kenyans to back Muturi's candidature, which will unite Kenyans and create new political leadership on account of his 20 years' experience in the National Assembly. Muturi had previously served as Member of Parliament for Siakago and later, in 2013, began his 10-year stint as the Speaker. Nigeria's state-run oil company has started a 24-hour distribution of petrol and service stations to end a week-long scarcity that has caused traffic snarl-ups in major cities. The fuel shortage, which started last week in the commercial city of Lagos and administrative capital Abuja, has caused long queues with few petrol stations selling the product. Transport fares have gone up in several cities, curtailing services and forcing some residents and workers to walk long distances to their destinations. Most homes in Nigeria also rely on petrol and diesel to power their generators, as the public power supply is unreliable and prone to blackouts. And finally, Asian markets rebounded today and Europe extended gains on hopes that Russia will not invade Ukraine after Moscow said some of its troops on the country's border had started pulling back. While not verified, the claims by Russia provided some much-needed relief for investors who had grown increasingly fearful of a conflict in Eastern Europe after Western powers warned for days that an attack was imminent. The news also helped traders brush off another forecast busting surge in the U.S. producer price index that some warned could indicate another painful jump in consumer inflation down the line. U.S. President Joe Biden, however, says the United States was ready with diplomacy, and he warned Putin's soldiers remain very much in a threatening position.
We are ready to respond decisively to Russian attack on Ukraine, which is still very much a possibility. Yesterday, the Russian government publicly proposed to continue the diplomacy. I agree. We should give the diplomacy every chance to succeed. The Russian defense minister reported today that some military units are leaving their positions near Ukraine. That would be good, but we have not yet verified that.
For these and other stories, log on to www.capitalfm.co.ke/news. That's Capital News Beat. I'm Yunia Amunga. You're up to date. at 3:05.
Capital Newsbeat.
Capital Weather.
Okay, look, it's hot. It's hot everywhere. The lowest temperatures being experienced are in Eldoret at 24 degrees Celsius. The highest, I believe, Wajir at 36 degrees Celsius. Nairobi, 29 degrees Celsius. Mombasa, 32 degrees Celsius. Kisumu, 29. So Nairobi and Kisumu, same was up. Welcome to the jam. I'm back. Voice is back. Today is Wednesday. We're going to have fun. Let's do this.
Rain or shine, we play the best mix of music all day long. 98.4 Capital FM.
This is the jam, rebooting your workday. June and Martin on your best mix of music, Capital FM.
I woke up one day, I'm bound to get reckless. Felt myself and put on my best necklace. Posted in the group chat, who wants the 5G? They were only down for the after party. My body is ready, and it's fitting me like I have jetty jetty. Who else will be hype? Who has the ginger? Only this guy that I know through my sister. So I hit him up and told him let's roll. And he told me he'll pioneer the paroles. Now it's a movement and I can't waste. So I got some Henny at the stash for a taste. Went out for pre-drinks, girl was chill. But as the time passed, shit got real. I mentioned a movement, they said they come through. And them two were ready to do the do. The whole squad turned and the music is flames. And we don't even know anybody here's names. Came front, I have no regrets. Loki, one of my best nights yet. Ooh, I'm on a big wave. Everybody around me pulling the same. Nothing can phase me now. Who has the ginger? In the city for the groove. Get to the zone, and brother, it's lit. Never seen a crowd get wild like this. The babes don't care, and the guys are fit. Reckless mission is now accomplished. The whole squad turned, and the music is flames. And we don't even know anybody here's names. Came front, I have no regrets. Low key, one of my best nights yet. Ooh, I'm on a big wave. Everybody around me probably feel the same. Nothing can faze me now. Who has the ginger?
Sounds of Miguel, Adorn, Let My Love, going out to the ladies who are celebrating 1 year, the 1 year anniversary at Capital FM, of course, June Gashui, Davina Leonard, and Sonny Side Up. Sonny, you guys are awesome, you guys are fantastic, beautiful, we knew you'd make it, you're here for now, 10 years for sure, you guys are just fantastic, thank you so much. And how beautiful was June's voice yesterday when she was singing? Did you hear her, you know, jamming on the jam? Did you hear her yesterday? She sounded so, so good. You can catch it on Catch Up Radio. It's going to be posted on our, of course, it's going to be posted on our pages. You could just follow us, check us out at the Jam 94. Of course, we're going to post it there. And of course, today we have got Leonard Mudachi coming in on our Jam Masters. He's the CEO of Branded Restaurants and Retail Africa Limited, Chairman Retail Trade Association of Kenya. So if you have any questions for Leonard Mudachi, please let us know at the Jam 984. The hashtag is Drive Out, and of course, Jam Masters. You can also catch us on capitalfm.co.ke/listen live. Check us out. This is the Jam. Today is Wednesday. We're playing music that you've not heard in a while as well, and music that you never heard as well. New music. You never know. It's 60 minutes past 3 p.m. Talk to us. 0701-984 WhatsApp as that is, and of course at the Jam 984 the hashtag is Drive Out.
Get it. Capital FM.
Hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your Tim's invited. So gonna get to clapping. Go pop a phone plan. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. Sex by the fire at night, silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico, say the word and we go. You can be my flica, girl, I'll be a flico mamacita. I would never make a promise that I can't. Promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris, everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us.
Say it's us.
And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. Sex by the fire at night, silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. You say you want a good time, but here I am, baby, here I am.
Yeah.
What's on your mind? If you want it, girl,
Just make it clap. Just make it clap. Hey, yo, we about to take everybody from every street and throw a party in the Grand Canyon. Come on! See, y'all know what it is. Flip mode, baby. Check it. Hey, hey. Ain't no faking the fluid. Water dripping off asses of women that shaking into it while I'm taking you through it. No mistake in my crew. It's flip mode, baby. Got you acting all stupid. Now I'm back in the coupage. Just to tell you the truth, it's the niggas that be having you black and then ready to lose it. Pushing Lambos and Harleys, rocking Roberto Cavalli. Now I got a new hobby, diamonds and tattooing bodies. Watch me crash through the party. Go ahead and spaz, girl. Tattooing the name of my clique across your ass, girl. We bout to blast, girl. From here to Albuquerque, like Jamaican niggas rocking big chains and soccer jerseys. Take you on hotter journeys. The way we put it down and be here and be having you shitting more than a box of Hershey's. We come to control it, we come to command it. And just for the record, we always come to set a new standard. Act like you know. In case you ain't knowing, in case you ain't heard. And if you want us to set it, just give me the word. This one goes out to my soldiers that be flipping them birds. To all my shorties wiggling and shaking their curves. Just make it clap. Just make it clap. Just make it clap. Just make it clap.
See, you's a hot little mama. It's only right that I holler. Love your face, love your smile, love that ass and that Prada. Make it bounce up and down like a 6-4 Impala. Turn around, wiggle lit like you're shaking it for dollars. Oh, your skin tone pretty and you love to wear Vicky. Sport Gucci and Cabana and you love to roll the sticky. Got a crib in the city with a Cherry 850. We can cruise down the avenue and shop to get dizzy. Throw some carrots in your pinky, have your neck and wrist blingy. I can bless you with it all, boo, but never say gimme. We can pop yellow bottles, push whips and then vroom on body sports. You got, 'cause I'm a flat little nigga, boo. Enough for you to dig it, boo. Hit me up later, we can go somewhere and kick it, boo. The name is Spliff, baby. I'll make your man hit me. Call my sh- steak and gravy, plus my pipe game crazy, baby.
In case you ain't knowing, in case you ain't heard. And if you want the word, this one goes out to my seppy flipping them birds. To all my shorties wiggling and shaking their curves. Just make it clap. Just make it clap. Just make it clap. Just make it clap. I say, come on, if you're ready, we're wildin' all night. We make you feel good, make you feel right. See, they drunk off of the Henny, niggas wanna fight. Shit, these bitches be wearing, be fitting real tight. Niggas up in the club, niggas outside. Bag a couple bitches, bring them inside. Shorty dodging and dipping, shorty trying to hide. Busy dodging a nigga because she wanna ride. Come on, if you're
already becoming muscle, y'all women, come on. Wrestling, trying to hassle and hustle, y'all women, come on.
You.
See how we bubble, y'all women, come on. Dibble and dabble, how we be loving young women, come on.
Let's get it on and let me hit it with my fitted on. Never mind a slow jam, pump one of Biggie songs. Trip your lapella off, show me that butter soft. Open up wide, my swallow when I let it off.
In case you ain't knowing, in case you ain't heard. And if you want us to set it, just give me the word. This one goes out to my soldiers that be flipping them birds. To all my shorties wiggling and shaking their curves. Just make it clap. Just make it clap. Just make it clap. Just make it clap.
Make it clap wherever you are right now, Busta Rhymes. It's exactly 6 minutes past 3:20 on the jam. Karibuni sana. Shout out to the Tribe Capital FM. All of you who are tuned in, asante sana. The silent listeners in their cars and at home, asante sana. This is June Gashui and Martin Karaoke on the jam on 90.4 Capital FM. And of course, we're still following up on the IEBC issue. I know many people don't know how to switch from their polling stations. They don't know the procedure. For those of you who know, you can talk to us at the Jam94. The hashtag is DriveOut. You can tell us how you switched your experience basically on switching your poll stations. But you're still following up on that issue. We were trying to get someone to come in from the IEBC. Of course, right now they're a bit busy with a few things that are going on. And of course, the registration is still on. So you can go. I saw someone at Kilimani Primary. They're still registering people in various constituencies. So go there. But we're still following up on how you can switch your polling stations and how they can make it easier for you if the procedure is a bit too tough. Okay, so we shall let you know. Of course, we're following up. We're trying to get someone by Monday next week. Hopefully, they come in and they talk to us. Now, on to other things. Now, imagine being able to live at night the same way you live during the day. A world where there are no rules. Now, the Samsung Galaxy S22 has given you the ability to do it. You can literally take photos during the night the same way you do during the day. Now, for some of us who are very poor photographers, this is actually fantastic because we are normally hazy. At night, you take a photo, and if you're dark as well, you know, for the us dark, you know, dark skin, photos are taken, we're not seeing. The light skin are being seen, us guys are not being seen. But now there's a thing called... It's the Samsung Galaxy S22, which has helped everything get better. A camera with a sharper shake, longer battery, brighter display, a built-in S Pen, and of course, stronger durability. Now, tune in to Captain in the Morning with Davina and Farid to find out more about the Samsung Galaxy S22. And by the way, for those of you who have experienced this, trying to take a selfie at night, let me tell you, that thing is tough, especially for the over 30s. It's not easy. Poggy, you can say whatever, but it's not easy. At night, it's not easy for the dark skin. We thank Samsung Galaxy S22 for, you know, coming up with this amazing phone. Now, remember, Leonard Modachi is going to be here with us. He's our jam master today. Let us know what you want to ask him. He's been in the hospitality industry for years. He was at the Carnival years ago, owned a restaurant known as Blanco's. He's coming to talk to us about it. If you're in the hospitality industry or you're training to be, you know, a chef or whatever, please let us know what you'd like to hear from Leonard Modachi. Talk to us at the Jam94. The hashtag is DriveOut, hashtag JamMasters. And you can also WhatsApp us on 0701-984-984, 9 minutes past 3:20. It's actually 3:29. To be easy. Okay, coming up, Clean Bandit featuring Jess Glynn, Rather Be.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Rest of my life, I wish I could hold you tight and take a flight out the hood. Was I foul or just misunderstood? Mild-mannered or up to no good? It really doesn't matter, either way I should maximize the moment and hold you close. Jump in the drop spider and cruise down the coast. Who loved you the most? I was never ghost when lives was on the line. Confusion in your mind, running out of time, drama of all kinds. But there's faith in our mind, we spiritually inclined. Sometimes I flip, sometimes you flip, sometimes we wild out and act like lunatics. We move it too fast, the whole world's in a rush. Everybody just hush.
Hush, baby, I'ma let you know this is how it's gonna go.
The pain, the drama, the villain, the Bahamas, the highs, the lows, the hoopty, the rolls, the money flowing, certain doors that we go in, the people we meet, the hands that we shake, whether it's Morton's or Sizzler steak, but everything'll be okay if we do it my way, my way, my way. Cause I believe in romance, kissing while you slow dance, me bouncing, baby, no chance, no matter the circumstance, whatever it takes, girl, I swim to France, cause your beauty's unmatched, such a great catch, unconditional love, forever we are attached, deal with the drama, we can find a way back, with or without the Maybach, hush baby,
hush baby, I'ma let you know, this is how it's gonna go.
Like we Siamese twins connected by our brains, walking through the desert in the ice cold rain. But you are in my life and nothing's gonna change. God willing, we still be doing our thing when my six pack's faded and raps is outdated. But that's many years from now, so don't rush. Little mama, just hush.
Hush, baby, wanna let you know this is how it's gonna go.
Hush, baby, hush.
Yeah, this is a cute way of telling people. That's unaogea sana.
Don't talk, sir. Hi, solo.
Hush, baby, just hush. Don't talk too much. Welcome back, Martin Karaoke.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to see if you remembered how to do your job. I'm glad to hear that you do.
Just please note, ladies and gentlemen, don't try and shout your way into winning a match.
Yeah.
And then have a cold beverage after that.
Lessons learned.
Many of them. Hey, let me tell you, that voice, it goes. It doesn't joke around. It doesn't joke around. But anyway,
when us guys say that we take care of our voice because it's like it's an asset. When you hear people insuring parts of their body, including their
voices.
Hey. Now you understand why. So I'm going to give you a regime to follow.
Which is,
I don't know how strict you will be.
Yeah.
But just like what singers do to keep their voices. You know, I had a situation once where my what do you call those voice people? Voice speech therapist. I went to a speech therapist and to a ENT.
Because of your
because my voice broke, literally. It broke. And it was
what
a combination.
It broke. You had a bass.
No, like it was more crackly. It was crackly. Yeah. And so I went to see him. He's like, okay, so tell me what you do. I told him. He said, this is what we call vocal cord abuse.
Oh, okay.
Literally, right?
Okay.
So I do a lot of speaking in all my jobs,
yes.
Basically.
Yes.
I use my voice and my vocal cords a lot.
Yeah.
So basically they were strained. Mm. And of course that was then stressing me. And then stress adds its own level of drama to the to the mix.
Yeah.
But there were things that now, they first check. So there are things that you're supposed to do to help maintain the...
Such as what?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And when they're gone, no whispering. Sing your vocal cords more than if you were just to talk softly.
Softly.
No cold beverages. Martin Kariuki, please write there cold with a capital C.
No.
Cold beverages.
Beverages.
Yes.
Beverages includes
alcoholic beverages, water with the ice cubes. Okay.
Okay.
Soda.
Cold soda. No?
Okay.
So all waters.
All. Some that have stayed with some other elements for longer, shorter, cold, cold things.
All liquids.
Okay.
Okay.
And then avoid spicy foods because that can give you reflux, which has acidity. And then that starts to sort of like come back up. Eh?
And the way I was eating Chinese. Yay.
With the, and you, are you those guys who had filifili?
Which Chinese meal has no filifili, by the way?
The ones you tell them not to put, you say mild.
They still come with it.
Martin, all this weekend was self-inflicted. Let's just be clear.
Avoid spicy.
Yeah? Mm. And acidic things that are very acidic.
Acidic, like oranges.
I mean, citrus has a level of acidity, but... Acidic, I mean like things that just will aggravate,
By the way, stop shouting. Oh boy.
Magic, I have just stopped you, told you to stop living the life as you know it, yes?
Huh? Stop. This basically says stop everything. Just stop.
Yeah.
Just chill.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is it like now what is the job of a microphone, Martin Kariuki?
To make sure that you hear me.
No, it is to amplify a softer voice, okay? So why the microphone and you are doing the same job? I don't know, man.
Anyway, it's 0 minutes past 3:40. Please let us know if you any other way I can survive this thing of not losing a voice apart from stop shouting. At the Jam 984, the hashtag is
Drive out.
And of course, WhatsApp 0701-984-984. Stop shouting. I'm done. Nimesha.
3 at 3 on the Jam.
98.4 Capital FM. 98.4 Capital FM. Everybody get your roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I've been peeping what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fabo. And you're showing off, but it's alright. And you're showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life. That's a real one in your reflection. Without a follow, without a mention. You really piping up on these. You gotta be nice for what to these. I understand, you got 100 bands, you got a baby Benz, you got some bad friends, high school pics, you was even bad then, you ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense, you already had them, work at 8 a.m., finish round 5, all down, you don't see them outside, yeah, they don't really be the same offline, you know dog days, you know hard times, doing overtime, for the last month, Saturday, call the girls, get them gassed up, gotta hit the club, gotta make that jump. But it's alright, and you're showing off, but it's alright, it's a short life.
club like you hit them angles. It's a short life.
Capital Night Out.
Yes! Okay. Come on, babe. Let me do that because you have no voice. This is your Capital Night Out. And of course, it is Hump Day this Wednesday. And we start off with the Capital Mix Master DJ Adrian hosting tonight, Nairobi R&B Nights at Culture, former K1, every Wednesday, actually. And of course, you can catch him as well on Fridays at K1 Clubhouse for Flashback Fridays. Yesterday, our two Capital Mix Masters, the S's and the S's, DJ Slick and DJ Shuaz, gave you a night to remember, that after work urban vibe at Urban Tuesdays at Click Lounge. Hope you enjoyed it and you put it in your diary for next week. You can jumpstart your weekend with DJ UV this Thursday at the Tunnel Mombasa Road. He'll be playing nothing but straight up hits. And of course, it's like a nice curry hassle because we'll be taking over the very, very tunnel on Mombasa Road this Saturday for the Takeover Capital FM party. So make sure you join us. Friday, DJ Leo, ye mwenyewe. He's a DJ Goja Kidogo. And he will be every Friday and Saturday at Golden Spot on Chaka Road, G Spot, Kilimani, as he takes you for a musical journey. Are you helping me?
No, so you carry on.
Okay, DJ Stretch.
I'm trying not to shout.
Good. You're such a good boy. DJ Stretch at Click Lounge this Saturday. For Saturday night, Life Stop Laughing at 6 p.m. is when the show starts. And of course, entry is free. And finally, we close the week with DJ Leo once again for the Sunday Jamboree at The Vibe Tamasha, 6 p.m. till late. Over to you,
so
Mr. Martin.
So our 3 or 3 today is a mixture. Uh-huh. It's a mixture of, it's like a very...
Mushaga jiko maharu.
No, it's a bachelor's mixture. A very girl.
An avocado.
A few avocados here. There's a blue band here. It's from various Tribe Capital FM members.
Yes.
All the people listen to us. They sent us various songs. So the first track was Nice for What by Drake. Second track, Wild Thoughts, DJ Khaled, featuring Bryson Tyler. And of course, the third track, all of you went crazy about it yesterday, Want You Back, Barak Jacuzzi, featuring Camp Mullet. It's a new track. So basically, the word today is You're Nice for What? I have wild thoughts for you, and I want you back.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
That's me not shouting. That's your chat.
I like this, Marty. How long will he last?
Wherever you go, whatever you do, have a great Capital Night Out. 3 at 3 on the Jam.
Another one. Another one. We the best music. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his red just like he came from Maytag. Rocket with sit on the brown, like, when I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down the night. Cause I can into things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow. For the tag, you know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow.
For the taking, I heard it got these up going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that back, bouquet. Call me and I could get it, you say. I could tell you gone off the door, say. Careful, mama, why what you say? You talking to me like your new bae. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe got her running like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. busted, why you got it on safety? White girl red, sit on brown liquor. I probably shouldn't be around you. Cause you get wild, wild, wild. You looking like there's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
Told you.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
Three on the Jam.
Edison, Edison,
Edison, Edison. Oh, yeah. 254. Cozy. Mula. Mojo.
Hey. Back in the cut. I ain't tripping, though. We just blowing gas. That's what's up. In the gang, don't we trust? I be super slow, bout that dough, know the bands is a must. Yo, magic tricks like Houdini. Keep it OG, freshed up, how you see me? Like doing it and doing it and doing it well. How this chick keep a secret, I don't kiss and tell.
Check. I never did and I never will. Yeah, you know the drill, Koozie keep it real. I be doing it and doing it and doing it well. The boy got juice, it ain't hard to tell. Linked up with the camp, now the Mula coming in. Let me put you on a team, baby girl. Telling me she got a man like I'm the other man. And I still ain't hit, but we be cuddling.
But I ain't stressed that chick. Swimming through these holes on my Michael Phelps shoe. Everything proper, no propaganda. Girl, I thought you know I need you. By my side, kicking the jiu-jitsu.
She's a G, but I'm a G too. So why you wanna act like I don't need you? Yeah.
Why you wanna act like I don't need you?
Girl, well, I really want you back. Want you back. Stress so bad. Already know I got your back. Tell me why you stress like that.
Why you do me like that?
Girl, I really want you back. Want you back. Stress so bad. Already know I got your back. Tell me why you stress like that.
Damn, baby, tell them all. Why you acting crazy like you never met a boss? Come up, Pesa is the cause, need my Pemaku divorce. You know I'm on a mission, they gon' feature me in Forbes. The choice is yours, and you better be sure. I don't want no text, I detail you on tour. Mahali tulikuwa, wakati we were poor. Sasa umefika picha zote ni za jua. Yeah, that's the cure, we been in them war. Now everything A1, umbrella couture, yeah. Since this is what you chose to do, I'll let go. Bet the world refocus you and... Wahungu wamechoka juu, I gave her everything. Yeah, ni makwota tu. Eh. So ata akigaga gu, no baby talk. Trip on that stick and move.
Ride with me.
Let's ride, baby.
I'll be your lady, there's no mountain you can't climb with me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To the sky with me.
To the sky, baby.
I think everybody knows that you're just right for me. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I wanna have you in my life, do something. Just put the night stay for a while. I wanna have you in my life. Yeah,
pull up on me.
Girl, well, I really want you back. Want you back. Stress so bad. Already know I got your back. Tell me why you stress like that.
Why you do me like that?
Girl, I really want you back. Want you back. Stress so bad. Already know I got your back. Tell me why you stress like that.
Want you back now? I done loved, I done lost, but you been down. By some time when you're off, let them springs bounce. Yeah, it's just like that.
When you're gone, I just want you back. When you're home, I don't want no plans. I just want one chance. We both wear the pants. You don't care about men. And you want me just to spy. We've been working until the end. Keep it short, I still miss that thing. But I'm never gonna rush a thing.
Good girl, I really want you back. Want you back. Stressed so bad. Already know I got your back. Tell me why you stressed like that. Girl, I really want you back. Want you back. Stressed so bad. Already know I got your back. Tell me why you stressed like that.
Why you doing like that?
Why you know I wanna kick it real.
Let's kick it.
But you gotta come through for me.
Yeah. And girl, you know yeah. I wanna kick it real. But you acting so cool around me.
Hey, that track is smooth. It's nice. It's fantastic. But a jacuzzi featuring Kamula, Want You Back is the name of the track. That's what most people wanted from Kamula. They wanted him back. And it feels like they're back. What's going on here? Everyone is just coming back. No.
And that's not a bad thing,
it's
actually.
It's a good, good thing.
You know what I'm saying?
It's fantastic.
People came back for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The young ones were like, what about us?
Well, calm down. You've been all over the
Your
place.
Your moment will come.
Your moment will come.
Yeah. Hey. You have to achieve legend status, not just I have many followers.
It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That you have many followers.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the problem. Because my youth.
We are still waiting. Cristiano Ronaldo can't just show up at halftime. Yeah. Just, you know, the rocker, the ones now. You know, those are legends right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snoop Dogg,
yeah.
Dr. Dre, people who have changed the whole scenery of music, people who are masters in what they do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why today, those are the only people who are allowed in the studio.
Yeah.
Masters.
Yeah. Masters. Not people with a masters.
No.
Masters.
No. Yeah.
Because I'd not be allowed if it was just people with masters.
Yeah. You are a master in shouting.
Where?
Yeah. Oh, and that's the reason why the voice goes.
I forgot. Sorry. We're only talking to people who are masters in their art. We're not talking to people who are not masters in their art. People who have masters might not be masters in their art. That's me not shouting.
Well done, Martin.
I've tried.
That was so terrible. But in studio, ladies and gentlemen, before we get ready for the news, is our amazing guest, my good friend Leonard Mudachi. Hello, Leonard.
Hey, June. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good to see you.
Hey.
You can't lose a voice like that. No wonder.
Yeah, this is, and it's because he does not go to the places where you go. Martin Karaoke is a very serious Kenyan. Building the country.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you can quickly just tell us who you are.
Yeah.
Sorry. That is not my question
to
ask.
No. Leonard, thanks for coming.
Thank you very
now,
much.
Now, my first question is always this. Don't worry about it. But who are you?
Yeah. I'm a Kenyan.
Yeah. That's a good answer. He's a Kenyan.
I'm a Kenyan who likes food.
Yes.
Who builds restaurants.
Yeah.
And currently building other retail brands.
Mm-hmm.
I also represent a lobby group called RETRAC, which is the Retail Trade Association of Kenya, where I'm the current chair. And trying to play my small role in building this good nation of ours.
Mm. That's a good answer.
That's a good. I like that answer.
People usually struggle when we ask them who they are. They have to think about it.
All right.
So I am a Kenyan. That's a very good way
First
to start.
All, that's a good
then
answer.
Then you take a beat. You think a little bit.
Then you come with the deep stuff.
Yeah. Who else? What do I do?
What do I do?
Is who am I? What I do?
What do I?
Am I what I do?
But this is coming up in the next hour. We'll find out exactly what all of that you've said means and what you've been up to. You know. Some of us met you in very good places, fantastic places.
Yeah,
and
that had food, right?
That had food, yes.
Like he said he likes food.
And beverages.
Yes.
Yes, F&B. Fantastic stuff. But
Nakuona.
And of course, in the next hour, there are some tracks that are dedicated to you, I hear, from our music director, one Danny Muni. He said, you know what, we're going to play music that we listen to when you are at those areas some time back.
To show my age, Kidogo.
No, not really. We've mixed it up.
Yeah, we just like, it's the best mix of music.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's all we do here, is mix the music in the best way possible. That's it.
Like a good githeri. Right now, it's time for the news. Angela Mwere is in the studio, ready to go. Karibuni sana, this is The Jam on 98.4 Capital FM.
This is The Jam, rebooting your workday. June and Martin on your best mix of music, Capital FM.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Something just like this.
Is my friend Masara Gacheo's favorite band or group, Chainsmokers and Coldplay, Kevin Gisore's favorite group, Something Just Like This. My friends like good music, and so do the people listening to Capital FM, and so do we at the Jam 94. The hashtag is DriveOut. Of course, June Gashui and Martin Karaoke on the Jam on 98.4 Capital FM. And we have an amazing guest here who's going to educate me fully. Because Jam Masters is for me to be educated. You understand?
That's why. This is your master's, actually.
This is my master's.
I think you get a new master's degree every week.
Program.
All right. Well, let's jump straight in. Thanks for being with us here, Leonard. And of course, you've had a very, what I want to call an illustrious career. And the reason I use that word is the following. You've had ups, you've had downs. But at the end of every experience, I think you're one person who I have a lot of respect for because of the lessons that you learn and how you take that lesson and catapult it to the next level. And so with that in mind, I think our listeners would love to hear a little bit of all the things that you've done to get you to the place that you are today.
Yep.
And maybe with that answer, you can drop in one or two lessons. What your two key lessons have been given the journey? I know you mentioned you've been in hospitality, in the food and beverage space. But let's hear it from you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, June. Thanks, Martin. So I guess I'm fortunate. I consider myself fortunate because I knew rather early in life what I wanted to do.
Mm.
And I've always wanted to be in hospitality. Whether it's the joy of service and parties and watching hosting and that mm-hmm. as a kid growing up. So I was clear when I was in fourth form that I'm going to study hospitality, which is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 years after graduation, my career started. My career started in the States. And then after a couple of years there, I came back home.
Mm-hmm.
And after a brief stint with your neighbors here, the Stanley, mm-hmm. I joined the Tamarind Group,
mm-hmm.
which I call at the flagship, the Carnival,
mm-hmm.
which at that time, I know you because you're both my customers.
Yes.
At that
very
time,
beautiful ones.
It was it was a really fun place to work.
Yes.
We were a young team.
Yes.
You recall the late Lorna was we were together, and it was a really exciting. It was one of those places where you looked forward to going to work in the morning because it was so young and vibrant. And I got to a place where I felt I want to do something different, push myself a bit.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bit of a ceiling, which I didn't
seem
hitting. I was not going to break soon.
Yeah.
So I left to. A bit naively, I left to go into entrepreneurship and raised way too little money for what I wanted to do, but started doing it anyway.
Yeah.
And went through a 6-year entrepreneurial journey where I built a couple of brands, a modern African restaurant brand, and later on a sports grill brand. And biggest lesson from there was that you're not the brand that you work for.
Mm.
You and that brand are two separate things.
Mm.
So I when I was leaving the Carnival, I was a bit of a superstar.
Yes.
Promotion after promotion after promotion. So those things you think they are yours, you know.
It's hot air you are floating.
But guys are talking to your office. They are not talking to you. Yeah.
Yes.
And they are looking for you when it's almost 9
yes.
because
yeah.
it's your office that lets them in. It's not your person. So that was my big lesson when I started, that I had to now start a new journey of building a new brand of Leonard of Blancos.
Mm.
Because while there was some respect for what I had done and achieved at the Carnival, it was now totally different.
Yes.
I didn't have the resources to back me. I didn't have the history to back me. And so that was a big lesson.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that. Guys are speaking to your office, not to you.
That is such a powerful lesson.
You're not the brand. It's just your office at that point.
A good friend of ours, the one and only Professor Bitangen Demo, says that so often. He says, hey, as soon as I left that office, my phone stopped ringing, man. And he kept having to look if there's network, if the battery has died. You're very right. I think that's a very powerful lesson. The word that you've mentioned on several occasions, I should say, is the word brand. And I think that's something that I'd like us to talk about. And what that... How did you realize the power of a brand and separating that from the individual? Because I think a lot of people, if we think of some of our locally nurtured and grown brands here, Ronaldo Foods, I'll just mention them. Coseres is a brand.
Yeah.
In my mind, I keep thinking, why don't we see Coseres in every single county? Why is this not the KFC of Kenya, right? And I think it's because maybe in that space, have we not understood how to leverage those brands and see them expand into different counties, the way all these international brands have come. So we'll talk a little bit more about that after the business news.
Excellent.
And speaking of brands, we've got Tusker Malt just for you. Behold the finest. Please remember, this brand is for the people who enjoy the finest things. If you were so the Capital FM stories about what happened at Valentine's Day at Lake Nakuru, that was actually what Tusker Malt is all about.
Mm.
If you want to order yourself some Tusker Malt lager, please go on to partycentral.com right now, and it will be delivered to you in a maximum of 2 hours. Right now, let's go into the business news. Angela is here. Let's do this. It's The Jam with June Gashui,
Martin Karaoke,
and Leonard Mudachi in the building.
The best mix of music. Capital FM. We'll be right back.
have mercy on me. And you promised me forever that we'd live our life as one. We made a vow to live a love so true. It seems that she has left me for such reasons unexplained. I need to find the truth, but see, what will I do? And it doesn't seem to matter, and it doesn't seem right.
Coolest musician or artist that ever existed. His name is Michael Jackson. No matter what he was, his music is just fantastic. This particular track, Who Is It, has him beatboxing most of it.
Beatboxing?
Yeah, beatboxing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the drums, the everything's beatbox.
Mm.
And then the guys came and laid the track over it.
Okay. Wow.
That's a guy going boom, boom.
Wow. With his mouth.
With his mouth and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fantastic mm-hmm. musician. Leonard Mudachi was sharing off air, saying this is one of the best musicians on earth because even the kids love this music, this man's music. But yeah, that's a story for another day. Right now we're catching
up. It's called Music with Good Bones. And we're talking about business with good bones.
I'm learning. Business with good bones. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
In this class, we don't talk out loud, please.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Udachi, when just before we went on the break, we were talking about brands. And I was asking for you to share your thoughts on branding, franchising, understanding how to scale, and why do you think we are not doing that enough as Kenyans?
I think, first of all, the thing that excites me is Kenyans are really, really good at building brands.
Mm.
Yeah, so we do have some great brands that come, that come into the market, and some that exist and some that successfully scale. But I think the challenge we're having in the market at the moment, and if I was to speak to my area of expertise, which is restaurants, the challenge we have at the moment is there's a difference between 102 and taking those 2 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
The 2 and the 30 are two different businesses. At the 2, it was about your product, how good your service is, and still at the 30, that's important. Mm. But the background of that structures have to be built.
Yes.
Means you can't be alone.
Mm.
You need to build a team. The team needs to know what they're doing. You need strong people persons. You need strong ops people. You need strong finance people. You need to pay them right because they are seeing the growth. So they are seeing that ambition. But we have some great success stories in Kenya of brands. Mm. I mean, look at Optica. You know, those of you who wear glasses. I had to get my first pair the other day.
Oh dear, it has happened.
I mean, it's a 54, I think, 55 chain, local brand.
Yes.
We now have in the Kenyan market 70 unit restaurant brands operating in the market. That was a thing in the past that was a bit of a pipe dream. So if we can bridge that gap between the creation of the brands which are serving the customers and the customer likes,
yes,
and the systems, processes, people that support those brands to grow, then I think we could be Africa's house of brands, you know, because we are really, really good at building the base brand. Now, moving that base brand to, you know, I'm still pained as a shopper by Nakumatt's collapse.
Yeah.
Because
you and me both.
As a consumer of the brand, they got all the difficult things right.
Yeah.
You know, the customer is the one who's saying, yeah, we are sitting here, I don't know how many years after the collab, saying, where are these guys?
Yeah.
But
I would feel called as a supermarket.
Just their tag.
Yes.
Made if me you want need to go it, there.
We've got
and,
it.
Yeah.
And yet, then the collapse over governance issues.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so which is governance. You so expect. Now, how many people, when you have a conversation about governance, will sit down and say, anyway, you're talking about something that I need to listen to.
Yeah.
Because if you're two or three, you maybe you can get away with some governance nafus.
Oh.
But when you're 60, you know, and you have a staff count of 4,000, and you need systems, you need a board to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
You need, as big as your ego may get as the CEO, you need some people who can put you in check and pull you and say, slow down on this or do this this way.
Something interesting I came across today on Fox, say Nintendo have only had a maximum number of 6 presidents or so.
Yeah.
And they've been around for 130 years.
Yes.
6 people leading them.
Yeah.
And they've been around for 130 years.
Now, yeah.
That's where you're talking about governance and...
Governance is one.
Yeah.
So the other one is your systems and processes.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, when you... If I was to put it in very basic terms,
yes,
in a restaurant, I can go buy my 5 kilos of meat. Mm. I have one restaurant, cut it into steaks and sell it.
Yes.
Mm. Now, what happens when I have 40
mm.
of that same restaurant with a menu that's identical? What do I do in order for you as a customer who wants the steak to have the steak that tastes the same?
At each of
the 40.
Yes.
I have to design a process that makes that experience uniform.
Mm.
Now, that's where that's the missing link, because we're not doing that as well as we should. Though, having said which, we do have several players who have created the brands which are growing to that scale.
Okay. Excellent.
All right. Well, we'll be right back. It's time for the headline news and the sport. When we come back, we're going to see how we can fix these problems. Because I feel like you are university in yourself.
Yeah.
So I am glad, and it's positive that we have done something right. But we maybe now need to figure out what the solutions are, and we can charge people for it as we go. This is The Jam on 98.4 Capital FM. Time now for the news headlines.
And just before we do the news headlines, catch yourself Tusker Malt right now. Go on to partycentral.com. You'll get your Tusker Malt. It will be delivered to you in a maximum of 2 hours.
Have you ordered? You're saying 2 hours. Is it on its way here?
It's on its way.
Thank you.
It's your birthday.
Yeah.
1 year. I've ordered one for you.
It'll go very well with my bananas. Yeah. Thank you.
Tusker Malt and
Capital FM.
Never die.
sounds of Suraj, Kato Change, and Winyo. Track is known as Nyoro. At exactly 9 minutes past 4:30 on the Jam, and we're talking about the finer things in life. You know, things that make you happy, like Nyoro. You know, it's a nice song. It has a nice feel to it. I don't know what they're saying, but I like the song.
It's the vibe. It's the vibe they've created.
It's good vibes.
Yeah.
These are the vibes that Tusker Malt gives you, especially with this weather.
You stop frowning. Yes, you know, there are people I met on the road when I was coming here. They were very angry. They were hot. They were sweating. The magic has finished. And they're just upset. Then I imagine when this song starts playing, the eyebrow stops being furrowed.
Yes.
They start smiling. They don't even understand why. It's like they have beheld.
If you drink Tusker Malt, use words like furrowed.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Not the eyebrows start chapaying. Yeah. Those words like furrowed. You know, you it's the day is ending.
Yeah.
It's been a busy week for you. You're planning to hang out with your friends over the weekend. Mm. Make sure you ask for some Tusker Malt lager and take time to appreciate this beautiful premium lager. And in studio, of course, we have a guy who was premium and still is.
He is premium.
I've known him as premium all my life.
And on this hump day, we are in class, guys. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're speaking to Leonard Mudachi on our Jam Master segment. And we're speaking all things, you know, entrepreneurship, brands, how to scale, and what the things we do wrong as Kenyan entrepreneurs, and how do we solve that problem. And I want to suggest that the answer might be to look at ownership and to look at then how to source for this money. Earlier on when you were speaking to us, you said you raised capital, far too little capital. And I thought to myself, do we even know what that is? It's not just, is raising capital going to the bank and saying, give me cash. I have a great idea.
Or is it going to your friends? You know, you make money, eh?
Yeah.
And I know CK. You know, them days which go like, I know CK.
Yes.
Can I go to him and tell him, oh, I need a loan here and there, or you can be a partner?
Yeah.
Is that raising capital?
Mudachi, are you our CK, man? Yeah. May he rest in peace. Are you our CK?
Bado.
Bado. Is that the trajectory?
I hope one day I will be Bado, man.
Yeah.
No, but first of all, apologies to my banking friends or friends who are Kenyan bankers, but the banking industry in Kenya is designed for the salaried employee.
Yes.
I don't care what they say. Yeah. I don't care what promotion they run about SME. It's designed for a guy who has a salary.
Yeah.
And that's just a fact.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You will either go back to, is there a salo or is there a plot of land somewhere?
Correct.
Or give us a house or give us something and we'll give you this facility. So raising money, particularly for a startup in this market through a commercial bank, is pulling teeth, literally. Mm. And you'll be very lucky if you can. You probably have access to some collateral that you can leverage. And June is nodding because she has similar experiences and she knows what I'm talking about. So then we come now to the other side of ownership, which we are now, as a country, for the last maybe 15 to 20 years, we have become quite an active private equity market. Mm. And there's always a photograph which will come on Twitter or LinkedIn and says a lot of Zung's CEOs. And then guys really spark.
in English.
On a serious note. So they do get angry and they say, oh, how come we don't get money?
Yes.
But the reality is, if we are honest with ourselves, we need to bring the complaint back home.
Yes.
And ask, why isn't Kenyan capital backing Kenyan ideas?
Yes.
Because the reality is, we have what? I think at last count about 74, 75 private equity funds operating out of Nairobi for the region.
Mm-hmm.
How many are raised with local capital?
Very few.
None that I know of.
So are we saying it's zero or like there's a percentage of
me? If I was a betting man, I would bet zero.
Okay.
But I hope there is one. I would not be. It's a bet I'm happy to lose. So, yet we have a very thriving pension sector of our economy.
Mm.
So what would it look like if we could have Kenyan capital backing Kenyan youth?
Mm.
Because I think we're being a bit unfair to the local entrepreneur where we teach them all the other things. Mm. You know, we tell them entrepreneurship requires tenacity, you know, patience,
yes.
etc.
Yes.
And those things are very, very important. Develop a, build a good product and do other things. And then we, Kenyans, we read a lot. So we read good to great Jim Collins. We read, you know, we read.
Steve
and we read
all of them.
You know,
yes.
we read all of them. Yes. But one thing that's never addressed in those books, because there are a few local ones coming up, is we never address where is the local guy going to get capital.
Mm.
When he's done all these hard things that you've told him to do,
yeah.
where is he going to get his capital? Yeah. So I think at the moment in the Kenyan market, there's a big disconnect between Kenyan intellect and Kenyan capital. And if we can bridge that, I think we could see a revolution of development of enterprise. Because Kenyans are really, really sharp. If you want to know how sharp Kenyans are, you look at corporate bodies, regionally, internationally, and you'll find a Kenyan sitting there somewhere on merit.
Yes.
Yet
yes.
that very Kenyan, who you say is a top brain working in a healthcare sector in the States, etc., he comes here and he has a concept that is $200-300 million, $2-3 million, he can't get. He'll still be asked for that plot, which he may or may not have.
So yet. His intellectual capacity, his network, none of that means anything.
It doesn't, at least from my experience.
Yes.
And that needs to change.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're having an incomplete
conversation. Yes.
And we are putting the entrepreneurial fraternity under undue pressure. Because I feel in Kenya, people are bootstrapping for too long.
Yeah.
You know, someone has bootstrapped for 9 years.
Yeah.
Like, guy, it's a good product. It's a good, and maybe if it could be capitalized right, you had a fighting chance. But if you just continue doing the hard stuff, you're talking to the customer, even you burn out.
It's true. It's
I was talking to some young kids who they started their venture straight out of JQuat.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won some prize, all excited, they started their venture. And seven years in, they are bootstrapping.
Yeah.
So what is happening now? They are bootstrapping, and all of a sudden, they were 22, 23 when they graduated.
Now
they're 29. Yeah. They look at their guys in corporate. Yeah. They are now starting to transition into middle management.
Yes.
You know, they have moved from the vids to,
yes,
you know,
the house has changed.
The guy who was jabbing is not jabbing anymore. You know, his guy has moved. He's in a nice three-bedroom. Yeah. You know,
nice watch.
Yes.
And then this guy is feeling bad about himself. And
the morale
unless,
now just disappears.
Unless we address that capital issue, we're doing these guys a disservice.
I think it's a generational thing as well. And I'm going to say this at the expense of, it's my opinion, so I'll just keep it. We mentioned CK earlier. I think Chris Kirubi was a great visionary from that point of view. He saw the ability to put money in and build, buy, make that capital available. So I think if I look at my late father, the same thing.
I was just going to say, for me, I agree with you. Chris was, Kirubi was one of those. But for you, for me, and not just because I'm sitting next to you, but your father truly and genuinely stands out as one of those people. I know of three or four separate, not related entrepreneurs who owe the fact that they have ventures that we can talk about today as Kenyan corporate entities that were backed by him in an age when you didn't have that much or that many holders of capital backing local ideas.
When we come back, we'll find out where those people are, because I want to believe that in this generation there are some of those people who are just not thinking of, they're hearing us now today, hearing what you're saying, and maybe have some extra coins somewhere that they might think, instead of going to the stock exchange, why not consider this when we come back?
It's time to pass the Mudachi with Musical Youth.
This generation rules the nation with version. Music and the food of love. Give me the music, make me jump and run. It a go done. Give me the
West, North and South, home is best. Invest in your home, invest in your local businesses, invest in your people, invest in your Kenya Airways, which is ensuring that you travel comfortably and as frequently as you'd like. The Pride of Africa is spreading her wings to Juba and Khartoum. Fly directly to from Nairobi, Juba and Khartoum 3 times a week with Kenya Airways. This means you can now travel and transport your cargo as frequently as you like, seamlessly, and enjoy a world-class service. Tune in to Davina and Farid on Capital in the Morning, weekdays 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. We are joined by Leonard Modachi on The Jam, June Gashui, and Martin Kariuki here. This is
it's Jam like Masters.
Like a master's class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for me, I think as you're talking, I'm just like, Kenya, we need to do better.
Oh.
Kenyans, we need to do better. It's not enough. I feel like our entrepreneurial journeys have become like TikTok videos.
Oh.
They are 15 seconds long.
Oh.
Literally. And whatever that 15 seconds translates to in terms of time, you've mentioned burnout, you've mentioned the frustration. Why is it that we would trust something that is not ours, our own homegrown thing, which I think has the best sustainable shelf life compared to something that has arrived here on a plane, yeah, or someone who has arrived here on a plane. And I really want, I think, us to challenge those of us who are listening in. And if you've got questions, I'm sure Modachi will share where we can reach him and engage him on his various platforms. But if somebody is listening to us right now, Leonard, they're that 30-year-old who started their entrepreneurial journey, they're getting demoralized, what would you say to them? And part B of that is the person who has made it quite, I mean, they're comfortable, they've got some extra cash, they've got enough property, and they just didn't know that this was an option, that they could be a venture capitalist. Yeah, what would you say to that person?
I think I'll start with the entrepreneur who's mm-hmm. experiencing burnout.
Mm-hmm.
It's real.
Mm.
So you do experience it, particularly after failure. There's no harm in
in taking a break. Mm. And when I say taking a break, even in that failure, there'll be some priceless lessons you'll have learned. Mm. And you have immense value in the corporate world. Take a break. Go look get for hired. A job. Mm. Get hired. Collect some consistent cash flow every end of the month.
Yes.
And recalibrate. But come back. Mm. Because what you have learned in that time is very useful to the market.
Usiogope.
Yeah. Now, so I'll answer your second question by telling you a bit of what I'm currently doing.
Okay.
So I have a small entity called Branded Restaurants and Retail Africa. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to do is give people who have built local brands up to a certain level and may not want this journey of scaling to dignified out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll raise capital. And buy out the entity in question.
Yes.
And then I will do what I do, which is build the brand and scale it up.
Okay.
And hopefully in the end, long-term vision, touch wood, is take it across the road to the stock exchange and let Kenyans own a piece. So I think that there's an opportunity. But the overall message is that Kenyans are doing brilliant things out there.
Mm.
There are lots of people who are into fund management and are listening to ideas for young people and are curating these ideas.
Mm.
So those with some extra change in their pocket, take a chance.
Mm.
And there's no harm even for you if you lose that money.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be. We have stories, even some of us who have bought plots which are air.
Well, somebody
so that's life. You can take a chance on a local entrepreneur even if you fall flat on your face.
Yeah.
You learn a thing about, and maybe we'll build a few unicorn local brands.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. We have already shown that we have the potential to do so.
Mm.
You know, Celliland, a Kenyan a young man,
yes.
Not so young anymore,
yes.
And a Nigerian friend have built a multinational African business that is on its way to being $1 billion if it hasn't reached $1 billion business. So it is possible to take these local ideas and with the right capital.
Mm.
The right capital is something that we have to address, because this bootstrapping forever.
Yeah.
No, there's value in bootstrapping, but not forever.
Yeah. Mm. There's a shelf life for bootstrapping as well.
Yeah.
One final question before I ask you to tell us where we can find you. I think we've tagged you on most of our posts, but if our listeners are listening and they want to know how they can continue a conversation with you, maybe ask you for some money or give you some money to put in your little kitty, that you can share your details with us. How important, in your opinion, is going to do these owner manager what are they called, OMPs or executive MBAs, at what point in your entrepreneurial journey would you say it is key to do that?
I think they're pretty important, particularly when you now start seeing the need for structure.
Okay.
You know, a lot of time you're in a business, and if it's just you underestimate how much of the system is you. You know, people behave in a certain way when you're in the room, you know, and you have to transition those things to be managed by a system.
Okay.
Now, designing that system, knowing how to put it together, is not necessarily your forte. Like you wear many hats.
Mm.
But if like me,
now
I'm in food,
NSSF,
tax, financial accounting, I may know them high level, but not in the detail that is required. So learning how to put together a team and being comfortable with a team of professionals to assist you is a pretty decent thing. And a lot of the courses OMP will offer that and will give you that structure. And also, like I said in a talk over the weekend, is we also have to start building sellable businesses.
Yeah.
Because we didn't grow up in a market where businesses were built to be sold.
Yes.
And so some governance, you know, Pesa ya Maziwa was coming from there, you know, and Yamatanga was coming from there.
Amamato was going for a date and he just picked from petty cash.
But that can't work
yeah.
because I've sadly seen one or two really good deals in the local market fall apart because at the finish line, because of governance issues.
Yeah.
Or they find that you're not giving the VAT man his due, you know.
And so that guy, when he wants, he wants.
And when he wants, he wants.
Yeah.
So then you lose out. Okay. So those two things.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks so much, Leonard. Where can we find you? Retrack wise and your small entity wise?
I'm on social media.
Yeah.
So I'm on Twitter. My handle is El Mudachi.
Yes.
And I'm on Instagram, though there's nothing serious on my Instagram. It's
we have to check.
It's just food and some drinks.
That is serious.
The people in this room takes food very seriously, especially the one coming to read news now.
That is serious stuff. I looked at your Instagram and I was like, I'm hungry now. What is this? What is going on here? Are you a chef? You just cook?
By passion, not by training. My training is in hotel and restaurant management, but there's a component of that where you spend a significant amount of time in the kitchen.
And can we find you on LinkedIn as well?
Yes, you can. Just at Leonard Mudachi on LinkedIn. Yeah.
We're going to invite you back. You'll come with the ingredients. We'll come with our stomachs. How about
you
that?
You come. Karibu. Karibu.
Bring you some Tuscan malt lager.
To wash it down.
Yeah, 100% malt slow brewed for fuller flavor. Remember to enjoy responsibly. Do not drink and drive. Alcohol not for sale to persons under the age of 18 years. Thank you so much, Leonard, for coming through today. We enjoyed it. I really learned a lot. But my main takeaway was... Guys are speaking to your office, not to you. That office you have right now, people are just talking to that office, not to you. Remember, you're a different brand from what you run, basically. There's Leonard Mudachi, and then there's the venture capitalist himself coming out. By the way, the entity.
Thanks,
Leonard. Time for the news. Thank you so much.
Thank
this you. Is 98.4 Capital FM. Jun Gashui and Martin Karaoke on the jam. Time for the news.